With Thoughts from the Car again. It is now Wednesday, and once again, I'm stuck in traffic again. I'm just always gonna get stuck in traffic. I don't know, it's just a weekday thing. You would think that when school's over, the traffic would let up just a little bit, so I could get to work on time. I mean, I still got an hour and 10 minutes left, but you don't understand. I'm still in Queens. I gotta go to Long Island. And not even just Long Island, but Suffolk County, you know? You know, I've been doing it for a few years, so, you know, I'm used to it, but sometimes it can get aggravating. So that's part of the reason why I made this podcast, because, you know, keep myself, you know, entertained. Sometimes the radio really does it. But, yeah, look, y'all with this cast. So, listening on the radio, and I was hearing that about Teyana Taylor, about Kanye West. He's, you know, re-releasing her album and whatnot. Now, me, personally, I don't listen to Teyana Taylor like that. But, you know, I heard some tracks that they played in the, you know, I guess their little promo. And, two of them tracks are not bad. They're really good. They're really good. And now he's going to switch it up because they said that what they put out wasn't the original. So they're going to re-release her album. You know, I feel, you know, she's getting shifted to the side a little because, you know, over Nas and Kid Cudi because, you know, they put their joints out. They had the whole album release. You know, album, you know, the listening parties and stuff. I didn't really hear nothing about Teyana Taylor, which I think is wrong. But, you know, I still think Kanye is crazy as fuck. But as a producer, he got, you know, he still got them beats. I still like old Kanye, though. You know, like my favorite album that he ever put out was Graduation. I think after 808... and Heartbreak, not feeling the cat, you know, but, you know, I know he's going through shit, but we all go through shit, so he just got to publicize his, but whatever, it's all good, so on the sports side of things, which, you know, love my NBA, you know, love my Knicks, I want to see how this guy Mike Knox, how he's going to represent the Knicks this year. I don't think he's going to make a big impact. He's going to make a quick impact on the team, you know. But we'll see what happens. You know, they're still in the rebuilding process. So, we'll see what happens with them guys. Because, you know, they got a lot to go. But, you know, still show love for my Knicks. Then on to the LeBron. The summer of LeBron, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of this whole, you know, y'all pay too much attention to this dude. You know, one of these days, I'm gonna have a rant about this whole LeBron Jordan thing. You know, not this cast, but one of these days I'm gonna do that because I like LeBron as a player. I kind of think he's overrated, but I think the media makes him overrated. Like from when he was in high school, they called him King James. Like, dude. You're still in high school. Why the fuck they calling you King James for? What the heck? Only king I know in basketball is Jordan. That's it. Hands down. I'm sorry. Jordan is the king. What the heck? Like, I could do basketball rants another time. You know, I could go on for a pretty minute. And, you know, y'all want to hit me up, text me, ask me questions about anything. I'll put it on the podcast. You know, show you some love. Again, 646-234-4642. I know you said to give me a call, but you know what? I'd rather you text. You know, text me your questions and I'll get to y'all soon, you know, get to some of y'all as much as I can, you know, but, man, I'll drop my shit, but, yeah, so, other than that, whoever's listening, thank you for listening. I appreciate the love. Hopefully I get some more listeners. Like I said, I hope that they stream this more through other platforms, you know, because I'm not trying to solely rely on Facebook. Like I told you yesterday on the first podcast, Facebook is really not a main platform to promote anything, you know, for people just is up there posting pics and posting, you know, videos and stuff. And do me a favor, people, do not post a video for Junior, hashtag justice for Junior. You know, heart goes out to his family and everything. That was wrong for what those guys did, and I'm glad they brought him into justice. You know, and it's funny how they was talking on the radio about how dudes acting hard when they're on the streets, and they could do some shit like that. But then when they go in front of a judge, their head is down, they want to cry, they want to whimper. Like, you know, if y'all got, you know what I'm saying, if y'all got the heart to go and do some stupid shit like that, then stand up to the judge, put your head up, come on, be a fucking man, you know? Shit. Y'all kids, but once y'all do something like that, y'all get caught, y'all men, all right? Hope you get what's coming to y'all when y'all get to jail too, fuckers. You know, shit like that. I got kids, you know. And shit like that happens to my kids. It's a wrap, okay? Straight up. Like I said, justice for Junior. You know, I just saw a billboard where I lived at, a digital billboard that they have up. And I think it's nice. It's nice, you know. But shit is crazy out here sometimes, you know. Like, even as an adult, like, shit is crazy. Yeah, speaking of crazy and adulthood, I'm gonna get to work. As far as my job is concerned, which of course I shall it'll be nameless, you know, I will not do that. I was thinking about this. I don't like talking about coworkers. I really don't like talking about coworkers. But there's one coworker that I'm gonna talk about because I really don't give a shit about this coworker, you know. And for a couple years, this coworker's been tormenting me. You know, there's ways to work with someone, but if you know. Alright, put it this way. There's people at work that don't like each other, but if we all don't like one person, then there's something wrong with that person. And I can have a good day, and just seeing that coworker just boils me. Because, you know, I go to work, I bust my ass. And some people, you know, sometimes they slack off, but they know what they're doing and they bust their ass. And everybody's on the same page. But when that one person is not on the same page, then that's not good. You know? I can never say nothing good about this person. I can never, ever say anything good about this person. You can't even make me like this person. Because that person is a slacker. That person shouldn't even be working there. And damn big mistake was not getting rid of her when they had the chance to. Now, I don't think they could really get rid of this person. But you know what? It's all good. You know, don't put her my way. You know, she don't come near me, I don't come near her. You know, we're good. We're good. That's all I have to say about that. You know. And trust me, throughout some of the podcasts, podcasts I've been putting up, I might have a rant or two about that someone. But whatever. So let me see. What else did I talk about? Oh yeah, wrestling. On the wrestling note, because you know I love my wrestling. Yeah, SummerSlam's coming to the Barclay, which, you know, I'm not going to go because they jack up them fucking prices. I took my kids there 3 years ago where the prices were very decent and we had some good ass seats. Now it's like a, it's like the Comic-Con. It's like Comic-Con. Like, the first couple years, it was fine. Now all of a sudden, it's a big spectacular. And now, all of a sudden, everyone wants to go. Everything, every time it's sold out, this, that, and third. But in the case of SummerSlam, they jack up the prices. People still go, but the you know, the fans like me, we can't. You know, we can't afford these, you know, prices all the time, you know. At least, you know, the Raw after Smack, or after the Raw and SmackDown after SummerSlam, the prices are decent. But I can't do this SummerSlam shit, man. I'm sorry. At least I could say that, you know, I went and I took my kids to see a really good show at not so bad price, you know. But yeah, SummerSlam's coming to the Barclay in August. Yeah, and WrestleMania is coming in 2019. Me and my wrestling buddies at work, we're thinking about having a little group session and heading over there and just having a great time. But believe me, you, I won't be driving because I might be doing a little alcohol consuming over there, which I've never done at a wrestling event before. But you know, first time for everything, you know. So yeah, I'm cut the podcast not short because it's around the same time as the other, you know, the first podcast, maybe a minute or two. But I'm gonna get back to being in this traffic because you gotta love it, you know. You just gotta love being in this fucking traffic, you know, and just cross my fingers and hope that, you know, and just hope that I get back, get to work on, you know, on time. Let's see what happens, you know. Let's see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. You don't know say. So, with that, on that note, I guess, you know, I'm going to ride out on this one. So, for y'all, whoever watched this or listened to it, my bad. Thank y'all, and we'll talk at the next podcast. Hopefully tomorrow. No, I mean, probably so. So, peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.